The Echo Chamber escape hatch is open. Give us 22 minutes and we'll give you a fresh perspective. It's the Kelly Nash Podcast.
Yes, the Echo Chamber is closed. We are trying to look at the news in a way that is more truthful to biblical principles, the way we really should be perceiving the news. And listen, we're not gonna agree with each other. I don't even agree with myself all the time. There are times when I have a position and it changes. People call you a flip-flopper. No. If you evolve on an issue, I don't look at it a bad way. There are no universal bad guys. There's no universal good guys in politics, news, or any place else in this world. So we all have our good and we all have our bad. We just finished our very first live stream, and thank you to people who watched it. If you didn't see it and you'd like to see it rather than just listen to the audio of it, you can find it on Facebook. Facebook and Twitter are both at Kelly Nash Radio. I wish I could remember my YouTube name. I really need to look that up again. I think it's at Kelly Nash Radio. It could also be, part of me says it's at K Nash Bash. K Nash Bash. Either way, if you put Kelly Nash into YouTube, you'll see something with my big bald head pop up after you see the hot girl. All right, the girl from Tampa, she works for the Major League Baseball Network. She's hijacked the Kelly Nash name now. But you'll scroll through about 100 of her hot videos where she's wearing bikinis and things, and then you'll see my big bald head. Those are the videos I ask you to subscribe to, because according to some people in the know, you need 1,000 subscribers, even if they don't watch them. They just need 1,000 subscribers on YouTube, and once we have that, then we can start getting pushed up in the algorithm. So that would be a huge help to me if you could do that. All right, now the playback of the first ever live stream.
Oh, I like that. All right. Hello. This is Kelly Nash doing one of the most unusual things I've ever done, being pretty much completely unprepared for a broadcast. But that's not to say it won't be good. If you have been following my little journey here on YouTube the last few months, then you know that I have been struggling to try to put this together. And most of the struggling has been on the technical side, which it's one of those things where it really shouldn't be this hard. It's like there are literally millions of people doing this around the world, and yet I keep getting blocked for whatever reason. We're still not there, to be honest with you. The equipment that we're using at this moment is not what I had ordered. I've been going back and forth with these people for months, and I thought we had it today. I really did. And, but no, I have to send that stuff back and get some other stuff. So it has been highly frustrating. And anyway, for those of you who know me, and I'm assuming that's anyone who's watching this, because why else would you be stumbling by my Facebook page or my Twitter account or my YouTube channel at this point? So I'm assuming that anyone who's seeing this already has at least a surface level relationship with me, some sort of, passing interest in my life. And you would recognize then that I have been talking about doing a podcast, and I actually did one for, maybe a couple of months, several years ago, talking about news of the day and how can we look at it differently? How can we filter it through a biblical view? If you put a biblical worldview on everything, and everything suddenly starts to look a lot different than how mainstream media is trying to portray it, and quite possibly how your friends and you are actually discussing it. So what I'd like to do with this podcast, what I actually have felt called to do for a number of years, is to try to put a biblical perspective on things. And now tonight we're going into this, and I really don't have much as far as, you know, like on paper to like kind of, this is actually a commercial I'm supposed to read later. and thank you to them for standing by me. This is, you know what, I'll just do it early. We might as well knock it out early. Thank you, New American Insurance. What is New American Insurance? Well, they're a company here in the United States, obviously, that understands that competition always benefits the educated consumer. That would be you. You're an educated consumer, otherwise you wouldn't be going to newamericaninsurance.net. Now, when you get there, you just tell them whatever your insurance needs are. And if you need some sort of renter insurance or homeowner insurance or whatever it is, RV insurance, you put it in. They'll go and shop all of the top insurance companies, and then they'll present you with the top deals from each one of those companies. And then you choose. It's no extra cost to you. It actually saves you a ton of money. So newamericaninsurance.net, the sponsor of the Kelly Nash podcast. All right. So I have my first comment right there. Bam. Jonathan Reynolds. Thank you. And Jonathan Reynolds has more than just a surface level relationship with me. For those of you who don't know Jonathan, he is a former sports talk host, but I don't know. If you go to his Twitter account, he's still talking sports a lot. And he's doing a lot right now for the kingdom. And thankful to have Jonathan as a friend, and thankful, you know, it's kind of like when you remember several years ago when you'd see these comment sections in the newspaper or whatever, but it would be on the website. Everybody would go first. They just wanted to be the first one in. Jonathan Reynolds, for all of eternity, you will be first. The first comment ever made. And I appreciate it. Now, I don't know where Jonathan. Oh, it says right there. Okay. So it says Facebook. So, all right. See, so as I'm trying to learn some of this, this equipment, this is streaming apparently on my Facebook page. Like I said, it's also going through my Twitter account and it's going through my YouTube channel. So I was going to say, mention which platform you're watching this on, and I would appreciate it. But ultimately, what I would really appreciate is if you could go to my YouTube channel, whether you actually look at anything there or not is not the point at this point. It's just hit subscribe, because I'm told, Jonathan Reynolds knows who I'm about to reference, by Rob Sanders, that you have to have 1,000 subscribers on YouTube. And if you have that, then all of a sudden they start pushing up your content. They start doing things like that. Matter of fact, Rob Sanders, second comment. Hello, Rob Sanders. How are you? Good to see you. Thank you. And he's also on Facebook. And I'm assuming that Rob has already gone to the Kelly Nash YouTube channel and subscribed, because he has actually kind of been behind this. He was here last night trying to help me set this stuff up. And again, between him and my wife and John Miriam at my office and, I don't know, countless other people, we've all been, well, I don't know, none of them have probably been as frustrated as me, but I am eternally grateful to them for pushing me, for showing me, for teaching me, for being patient with me, and all those other things. So people like Rob Sanders, thank you very much for being a friend and helping to put this together. So, and if you haven't subscribed to the YouTube channel, please go do so now. All right. Now, with that being said, I said I had a kind of a rough overview that I haven't kind of worked out. And the news of the day has been unusual. Can we admit that? It's been some of the most unusual news that we've ever seen, I'd say, in the last year or two. And I don't want to get into the political angles of it. You know, why does the media cover it this way? So on and so forth. You all have your theories on it, and that's not the purpose of this. What I want to talk about, though, is one of the what I think is a dangerous path that we've started on. And it's probably not the same dangerous path that a lot of other people, because we have numerous dangerous paths that the country and even the, you know, most of Western civilization has begun down. The one that I'm talking about, though, has to do with, and I'm trying to figure out a way to kind of soft shoe this, but it would be the immaturity of the left. And I have a lot of friends on the left. It's not all people on the left that are immature. And that's not what I mean to say. Obviously, we have a bunch of people on the right that are immature as well. But what I mean by that is when you look at the policies that get the traction, it's emotions. One of the things that can tell you if somebody is mature or immature is, do they allow their emotions to overtake reason? Okay, so one of the main or biggest news stories of the last week or two has been the ending of the Keystone Pipeline. And I think most of you have heard about this by now, at the very least, even if you just kind of glance at the news. Rough overview, pipeline from Canada goes down to like Texas, Louisiana area, that the south where we have all the refineries. We've been building it now for, 5-6 years. President Biden comes in and says, we're not building it anymore. We're ending it. And so what does that mean? He's ending it based on a lot of Democrat pressure because they're the environmental organization. They're the group that's fighting to end climate change. And I don't want to get into all of, you know, their science and how they perceive science and all of that. We'll just go by what they say is important to them. And so that would be carbon emissions. The more carbon emissions you put out, the worse it is for the environment. Okay, that's just the rough math equation that we'll use for tonight. All right, so if that is what's important to you is to lower the amount of carbon emissions that are being put out, the Keystone Pipeline has been one of the best things to lower carbon emissions. I saw a study yesterday, estimated amount of carbon emissions that were taken out of the United States by using the Keystone Pipeline instead of what we're going to be using now, which is we're going to revert back to what we've always done, which is to ship it by rail. I'm not going to go through all the numbers, but at the end of it, it's the equivalent of 480,000 cars added to our carbon emission footprint. Now, I'm not the first person to hear this, right? This is not news to Joe Biden. This is not news to the leaders of the Democratic Party. And yet, so they know that. They knew that months ago. This wasn't news. This was something that they understood. They're smart people. They're not dumb. And yet they say, we're still going to work against our interest because we want to feel good. And the feel good is we can kind of cheer and applaud that we have ended something that a lot of people on the right, which are now bad people, people on the right are bad people, they wanted this. And whatever they wanted it for doesn't matter. So we have to be against it. And now that we have the power, we're going to end it. It's not been reported a lot over the last year or so, but it has been reported. I mean, it's not like you have to go to some bizarre websites to find this. NBC News, I saw it reported on maybe 3 or 4 months ago, that the United States over the last decade and has lowered carbon emissions more than any other country on the earth. So the amount of carbon emissions that we've put out over the last decade is less than what we were doing a decade ago and is less as far as droppage than what any country in Europe's been doing, any country like Australia or whoever's been putting down these hard, you know, more hardcore things like you have to drive an electric vehicle. We have to have windmills. We have to have lots of windmills, whatever it is. The reason for that, if you just take a passing look at it, would be because of fracking. Now, that is a thing that really rubs a lot of people the wrong way. Fracking has lowered carbon emissions in the United States, our output of carbon emissions, more than any other country on Earth. So if your goal is to lower carbon emissions, you should be celebrating fracking. But they're not celebrating that news at all. So how do we, hey, by the way, Dave Pollino. There he is. Nice to see you, my man. Dave Pollino, again, another individual who's had more than a surface level relationship with me. Dave was, I guess I would say, my producer years ago up in Connecticut when I was doing a radio show right around this time of night. We would have been on the radio back on the old KC101 in New Haven back in the, I think Dave and I were there together. I would have been in the mid-90s, if I remember. Yeah, early 90s. Wow. Because 94, I was in Long Island, and I remember Dave helped me move down to Long Island. So, wow, long time ago, Dave. Goodness gracious. Anyway, great to see you here on the internet. And I guess Dave's watching on Facebook as well. We're doing great on Facebook. Rob Sanders has commented on the YouTube page, and I appreciate that, Rob, as well. So as we continue on our little trek here, we're talking about the maturity levels to make decisions that are in your own best interest. Another example, and I think hopefully I've kind of finished off that subject with that one. Another subject that's been in the news the last few days is David Hogg. And if you're not familiar with Mr. Hogg, he's a young man who is, thankfully he survived the Parkland shooting at the school, what was it? About 3 years ago now. And he is a activist. I think that's how he describes himself. And he is outraged that the MyPillow company is such a strong supporter of Donald Trump. And so his goal is to end the MyPillow company. Now, that seems like a bizarre goal. I think even just the idea of targeting companies that support things that you're not for shows a level of immaturity. And yet he is being encouraged, and I understand he's a young man. I think he's like 21. He's being encouraged by people in their 40s and 50s and 60s on the left to try to help take down this company. Now, I get it that the MyPillow guy can rub some people the wrong way. I also understand that he was a drug addict for a number of years. And so perhaps he wasn't, when he launched the MyPillow company or attempted to launch it, the best business guy in the world. But his own commercials talk about how it took him like 20 years to get the right pillow and to get everything in place and to set up the manufacturing and to do, it's not easy to launch any company in America. And I think just a glancing at most businesses would tell you, yes, 90% are going to fail in the first 5 years. And those that do succeed oftentimes are not succeeding by a lot in the first 5 years. If your goal is to take down first off, it's a bad goal, right? That would be a bad goal. If you're going into business and your number one goal is to not be successful, but rather to make somebody unsuccessful, that's a bad goal. That actually, by definition, makes you a bad person if your goal is to hurt somebody else in any way. Whether you're looking at that spiritually, whether you're looking at that as just a karma thing, if you're looking at it as, do you want this person as a citizen? If your goal is to hurt somebody else in any way, you're a bad person. Now, if you want justice, that's something different. You want somebody put in prison because they've done something criminal or they've whatever. That's a different ball of wax, but that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about ending the MyPillow company because the MyPillow company guy supports somebody who you find, let's say you find him criminal. That's insane, but we'll go with that one. You find him criminal. There's a justice system for that. You know, that's why this whole, now I have diarrhea of the mouth because I didn't actually write any of this out. But, you know, you look at what's happening right now with an impeachment trial. That's a very immature thing. Why? Because if Donald Trump is guilty, as they say he is, of insurrection, of launching a riot, well, there's a criminal court case that can be brought. If I launch a riot, then there's a court case. It's like when they say, well, you're just going to let him get away with it. No, let him go to jail. Let him be prosecuted and go to jail. What you're talking about with an impeachment trial has nothing to do with anything. There is no jail time. There's no fine. It's a show. It's a big show. And at the end of it, I guess what they would say their ultimate goal would be is to ban him from ever running for office again. Even if you don't, you have an opportunity to make sure he never wins office again, right? You would say that he's a very unpopular president. And you would also, I guess, run on the idea that he tried to end the country or whatever their angle is. Probably not a good selling point for people who are running for president. So you should be able to win that battle, is what I'm saying. But the whole idea of having an impeachment against the man, not even against the man, it's against the country. You've now divided the country more. You have stopped the people's business from happening. Right now, the Senate is meeting around the clock on this. This is bad stuff, and it's based on emotion. So today, how long have we gone here? Does it say on this little thing that we have going on? Because I feel like I've been talking forever. All right, well, it's about 8:15 right now, and we've been going for, I'm guessing, about 15 minutes. So I like to try to keep these things to under 20 minutes. But so today I would say that the one thing I would pray for people is when you look at a news story, ask yourself if they're reacting emotionally, if the cause of the news is because of some sort of emotional reaction, or if it's a legitimate thing. Like, you know, the biggest event in American history, Pearl Harbor, probably, right? Or, you know, I don't know, 9/11, say. Did we respond emotionally? Some people would say yes. And if we did respond emotionally, then we're not responding clearly. We're not making the best thoughts. That's why they say it's a horrible time to make legislature right after a criminal act or a tragedy or, you know, whatever. You want to wait, give it some time, and be able to actually process what's happening and not be emotional about it. If you're emotional, you're not going to make good decisions. So with that being said, you have to try to look at the news and see. And once you start looking at it that way, you will see how much of our country is being overrun by just emotional responses. And then when somebody in power responds to somebody who's acting emotionally with more emotion, they have a love fest, but it's horrible for the rest of the country. That's one of the dangerous paths that we're beginning to walk down. So I'm beginning a life group with my church tomorrow night. And if anybody's interested in joining it, I guess Angela and I could open it up, even though you don't go to our church. We're going to be praying for the country. We're going to pray for leaders in general. We're going to pray for world leaders, national leaders, state leaders, local leaders. We believe that there's been a tremendous lack of biblical principles being applied to the country. I'm guessing my entire life, right? Like, I didn't recognize it because I wasn't a Christian when I was a kid. I didn't become a Christian until very late in life. And that story we'll tell another day, guys, because we're running out of time. But when you look at the way the country's been run the last 50 years or so, it has not been run based on, are we a country trying to represent God on earth? Are we trying to do what's best? It's been more about how much sin can we get into our lives? And that is a horrible place to be. And I feel like we're reaping what we've been sowing, and we've got a very divided nation right now, and we're not looking very strong. But the good news is, with all things, you know, with God, all things are possible. So I absolutely believe that this country can come roaring back. It was an obviously blessed nation that launched just a mere, you know, 250 years ago or so, and took over the whole globe as the most powerful nation on earth. That's unheard of. And it is the envy of the world. It still is. It's still the number one destination for people who are looking to escape their countries for whatever reason. It's going to end if we don't get back to God. That's the bottom line. Let's see. Thank you, Dave. Dave said about 20 minutes into it. All right, we got to wrap it up then. Again, if you just, I see we have a bunch of other people watching through different things. Thank you for all the thumbs up on the Twitters and the things. And we will ask you to join the YouTube channel. Go look for me, Kelly Nash, on YouTube and hit subscribe. Even if you don't ever go back to it, it just helps a lot if you subscribe to the YouTube channel. I'm hoping to do one of these broadcasts minimum once a week. Possibly more than that. I really just wanted to get this one out here and just see what it felt like to sit down and see the lighting. And unfortunately, the cameras are not right, and I understand that. But hopefully the microphone sounded good. That's important. We'll start lining up some guests to interview and so on and so forth. So thanks so much, guys, for your support. I appreciate it. And if you want to listen to the podcast, I know that we're going to take this audio and we're going to put it on a podcast. You can get that. I know it's on the iHeartRadio app, the Kelly Nash podcast. It's also on the Google podcast thing. I believe it's on most of the apps that you download. I hope it's on the Apple one. I think it's there. I'm not 100% sure. Maybe somebody could check and tell me. It's the Kelly Nash podcast. It'll just be the audio version of this. Anyway, God bless. Have a great night. Thanks.